He's a friend of the station, and one day he's going to be my personal best friend. I'm going to stalk him round, baby. I'm going to hunt him down.
Before you go to bed tonight, why not have a treat?
Ow. Open sound.
You got yourself a deal.
Check this out.
There is 1 hour until we take calls straight to the airwaves on open phones. We don't screen the calls. We just put you on to say what you please. See you there.
Okay, with us at the moment, we have Daz Smith. Now, Daz Smith is a remote viewer. We've just been talking about the fact that the American government investigated this, and they spent an enormous amount of money on it, and some of those documents have now been released. You go on the internet, you can find all that. That's mainstream stuff, okay? That's not kind of like, you know, some of the other guests we have on where perhaps some of it's a little bit not true. Okay, so Daz Smith, like I say, he's a remote viewer. Now, he's trained by a guy who's an ex-special forces, and he was talking through all the detail on that. Let me just ask you this, Daz. Obviously, some people don't believe in the power of remote viewing. I'm not sure what my take on it is personally, but what I want to ask you is, what successes have you had with remote viewing?
Okay, personally, I regularly get targets right. I mean, I have loads of them on my website that people can have a look and, you know, view. Mm. I have won money through remote viewing. Because it's all blind, I can't task myself with targets. So occasionally, now and again, someone does task me with a big thing. In 2005, someone tasked me 3 months before the end of it to see who would win the 2005 World Series Baseball.
Right.
And I predicted who would win that in a remote viewing session, placed a bet, and made a fair bit of money on that.
So you can see events in the future?
They did it very cleverly. How they did it was, they said, describe the city of the winning team. Because if they'd have said describe the winning team, it would have been very hard to differentiate between two different teams on a field, because, you know, it's obviously two different sets of people in uniforms.
Right,
so to make it a bit different, they said, describe the city of the team that will win. And, you know, I didn't know any of this. All I had was a random number. But I produced a session. It took me 2 hours. And all my session comprised of was describing a very tall building with a pole on top.
Right.
And when I got the results off of them, it was between two buildings. One of them had a pole on top, and one of them was a curved stadium. So I put the bet on the team that had the building with the pole on top, and I rightly won the money. It, you know, it's predictive remote viewing.
Ah, I see. Listen, let me ask you this as well. On your website, www.remoteview.com, on that website there, it talks you through how people can do this themselves, so you can train anyone to do it, in theory. Daz, you want to give us an idea of how someone who's listening to the show now would go about doing some remote viewing?
Yep, I mean, there are free manuals they can get off my website. That would help. But if they would just want to do it straight off the bat, they need a partner or a friend to pick some photographs or something,
mm-hmm.
Cut them out of a magazine and seal them in an envelope so they can't see them,
right.
And write a number on the front,
mm-hmm.
Mix them up, and then give them an envelope, and just, you know, all you have to do is sit down, try to quiet your mind, concentrate on the number on the front of the envelope, you know, it might say 008, and try to think in your mind what the picture could be about, and whatever comes in your head, don't sense or anything, whatever comes in your head, how crazy your city is, just jot it down on a sheet of paper. Then when you're finished, open up the envelope and see, you know, check how accurate you are. The good thing about remote viewing is, and what differentiates it from normal psychic stuff out there, is that we only do targets where we can check our data against feedback.
Yeah. So you've always got the basic, you are either right or wrong about this thing. That's
absolutely
one of the things that interests me about remote viewing. Listen, I want to thank you for joining us on the show. Like I say, the website there, remoteview.com. And Daz, I wish you all the best with the stuff you're doing. There's other work we can't talk about that I wish you all the best with.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for being on the show. It's Kerrang Radio. It's the night before. My name's Nick Majerison. Right as we speak, phone calls are being lined up to discuss the big issues of the day. A lot of things to talk about. One of the things is this business of breast implants. I don't like breast implants. I don't think they're a good thing.